I had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see. If ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we.
Welcome to EcoTalk, where we tell the truth about our environmental health, and today's topic certainly fits that description perfectly. We'll be facing the facts, so to speak, about the safety of our personal care products. That's everything from cleansers to cosmetics to deodorant and beyond. Our guests today include Judy Shills and Sasha Hoffman. They're with the Safe Cosmetics Campaign. We'll also be talking with Kat James. She's the author of The Truth About Beauty, and Bruce Aker, Director of Research and Development for EO Products. That's a company that makes natural personal care products. And first guest is Judy Shills. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Betsy.
Judy is quite the organizer. You are the founder of the Marin Cancer Project, the Search for the Cause, and the Diary Project before that, and now you've taken on cosmetics. Why?
I think for a lot of reasons. One is I have a 14-year-old daughter that I watch dig into her makeup case every day and slather her skin with chemicals. And I decided if there was some way it could become cool for teens to make the right choices, that she would, you know, move along in that direction. And I think that teenagers are the largest consuming population of cosmetics and toiletries. And the body burden, the chemicals that are going to live in their bodies for the decades that are ahead of them, are egregious and outrageous. And I think that if teens speak up, people listen. You don't always listen to your parents, but you listen to your peers, and your parents listen to you. So I figured if we were able to really harness the energy and the wisdom of teens and help them to educate one another, that maybe they would begin to see the tide change in healthier products.
Go back just a little bit. What made you even concerned at all about chemicals in products that we assume to be safe? Otherwise, Macy's wouldn't sell it, right? Estee Lauder wouldn't, you know, make it, right?
That's the wisdom that is bantered around. I think that when I started working with the Cancer Project, I started hearing a lot of wisdom from people that knew all about the chemical implications of everything in our lives, not just what we're slathering on our bodies, what we're eating, the pesticides we're spraying, our cleaning products. And when you think about it, chemicals are nothing that belong in our purview. They don't belong in our everyday lives. And if you have a choice to make about using something with chemicals or something that is made naturally without chemicals, it's a no-brainer. Like, why would you choose to put chemicals on or in your body? And I guess it was, you know, I live in Marin County. It's part of the reason, and, you know, the consciousness is there, but I think that sort of Whole Foods, I think, has created a whole mentality of thinking about these things, of paying attention to alternative, cleaner, healthier products. And the deeper you get into the stuff, the more you realize the implications that they're having on our world.
Yeah, there was some talk a few years ago that ingredients in deodorant could be a cause of breast cancer. Have they proven that or disproven that?
I think that a lot of this has been proven over the decades. And I think 20 years ago, I heard that there might be implications in the aluminum chlorhydrate that was in all of the deodorant ads, and I stopped using it. And I still have friends. But, I figured out other ways of, you know, dealing with that issue. But I think that, you know, I've always sort of erred on the side of precaution. And I think if you think or you know that something might be harmful to human health, figure out an alternative.
You keep saying if you think about it, and I've thought about over the years, you know, I'm a woman, I'm vain, I put on makeup, and mm-hmm. you put that blush on, and then it, you know, the eyeshadow, and a couple hours later it's disappeared into your skin. Your skin has absorbed it. And I thought, how do we know this stuff is safe, and why would it be okay to put, you know, anything into our that gets absorbed into our skin? And now there's, you know, concern about all kinds of things that were, you know, like alpha hydroxy, which we're going to talk about later in the hour, and shampoos. Shampoos can have really toxic ingredients. In fact, my daughter, who uses Suave, is putting something that is a known carcinogen into her hair. Luckily, I discovered that about halfway through the giant bottle. Who knew?
Who knew? And I think that's basically it. Who knew? And as a population, we're taught to believe that, you know, if the FDA is looking out for us, everything's good. Well, the FDA doesn't look out for beauty products. And we don't know. And I think the amazing thing is it's as we're educating especially women, you know, it's that sort of maternal instinct, we need to take care of one another, they'll change instantly. And the coolest thing about this whole campaign is you don't have to wait 20 or 30 years for science to prove every single thing. There's enough evidence and there's enough proof. You can go out to the store tomorrow and you can buy a product that doesn't have chemicals in it.
And we're going to get to a list or a place where you can go to look at a list of better products. Self-tanning lotion, you know, you put that on and it disappears after a day or two. And you think you're doing something safer, better than going under the sun, which is also not a good thing. But you wonder what's in that. You're saying the FDA does not test those ingredients?
The FDA doesn't test anything. I think there's something like 10,500 chemicals in the products that we use in the course of our daily lives. 11% of them have been tested. Nothing has to be tested before it's brought to market.
That's the story right there. I mean, who knew? I think people assume that it's tested. Is anyone testing these ingredients?
No.
What about the manufacturers? They certainly don't want to giving their customers cancer.
They don't care. The interesting thing here, too, also, is that the European Union, European countries, passed a ban in September, basically stopping a whole bunch of these chemicals from being in the products that they're selling to their consuming public. The same companies that are formulating the clean products for the European Union are formulating the dirty version for the American population.
That reminds me of something I learned when I was doing a series on electronics and computer manufacturing and take-back laws. And HP, for instance, will design computers for Germany and some other European nations that are designed for disassembly, meaning recycle-friendly, because they demand it. In this country, there's no mandate, so they make less environmentally friendly electronics for us. It just shows you what we don't know can hurt us.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the other things you were talking about, the absorption factor into our skin. Think about, you know, like all of the really heavy-duty chemo medications, the things that are applied on people's skins because they get into the blood quicker. So you're applying this stuff 24/7. You're putting the stuff on your skin. It is absorbed into your blood, and the chemicals are just running around in there.
Not to mention perfume, which we all grew up thinking was okay, you know, until recently. Some people have environmental sensibilities to the aroma or scent, but you're saying it could actually harm the person putting it on more.
Perfume has many of the ingredients that aren't listed on products are buried under perfume. One in particular is phthalates, which was banned in the European Union, which we're trying to stop beauty companies from using in the United States. It's egregious. It's a plasticizer. It's in everything.
Spell that, because people may think it's spelled one way and it looks another.
It's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. It's a funny word that's hard to pronounce, but it's pronounced phthalates. You lose the P.
And it's not benign at all. And it's in things like nail polish as well?
It's in everything. It's in so many different kinds of products. And it's in plastic, you know, so like there's phthalates in so many of the products that are in our world in general. And it's egregious, you know, it causes cancer.
And are there any like clear nail polishes if you just want to put something natural on that don't have it, or is it universal?
There's some nail polishes that are made without phthalates now and without formaldehyde, and there's some formulations that are getting better. There's still a lot of garbage, you know, there are a whole bunch of other chemicals that are not in good categories that are in there as well.
And we're going to talk with Kat later, the author of The Truth About Beauty, because it doesn't mean that you can't be, you know, beautiful if you don't use these products. In fact, she has a whole new definition of beauty, the natural look, but also some of the harm that can come from using these products that we think are making us prettier.
I think also there are so many companies, and there are more and more on the market every day, that are doing amazing work, really clean companies. And, you know, I actually stopped using cosmetics for a really long time because I figured that if they had all this junk in them, and I didn't really know who was doing clean stuff. And as a result of this campaign, we've really dug in and we do know.
And more and more companies are getting into this.
More and more companies are doing it, and they're so passionate about it, and they're so focused on doing the right thing by the population, and it's really cool.
Companies like Aveda and smaller companies like EO.
Companies like EO, Dr. Hauschka is a really good one, MyShell. There are a lot of kind that are on the shelves at like Whole Foods and Good Earth and, you know, places around the country that sell clean products. But I think, and I go back to Whole Foods again because they are able to change the culture because they're every place. And as a result of people buying the products in those stores, these companies are staying in business because they have this huge distribution. It's not just one store here and one store there, and they're doing, you know, they're clean products. They're doing great work. I, you know, wear makeup again, so I'm beautiful.
Doesn't show. You wear it very naturally. And you have a list of better products. Where can people find out more about that?
The list of better products will be actually on our website. People can go to www.marincancerproject.org. You can email us as well at info@marinecancerproject.org. But it's a great list. It lists 14 chemicals that you don't want to see in your products that are in probably everything except clean, healthy products. And then on the back side, we have picks and pans. So it tells people in all the different categories what they might want to look at and things they might want to stay away from.
Great. We're going to continue our conversation after this commercial break with Judy Shills with the Marin Cancer Project and the Safe Cosmetics Campaign. We're also going to meet a beauty pageant winner, Miss Teen USA World, Sasha Hoffman. She's very active in this campaign, speaking to the younger set. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Stay with us.